Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. Stewart moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Clinton scores. Nixon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Joe Horlin. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Moorhead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bresut strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bresut out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moorhead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Moorhead moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Martin moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave DeBuscher now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moorhead hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Geiger strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Geiger out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Malzone is hit by the pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Malzone moves to second. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clinton is walked intentionally. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Weiss. Nixon moves to second. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-4 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.